Shalom. The previous time we discussed a birth control related topic.
Recording in progress.
We said that a person had a prior veset, either veset kavua or veset sheino kavua. A woman had such a veset and began taking birth control. And the birth control pills were going to stop her from seeing on that date whether she still had to be kosher to that veset. And we discussed that topic at length last time. But now this is the second birth control topic. The woman has started to take a birth control pill. Well, she's going to follow the instructions, of course, exactly what the doctor tells her. And there's a 30-day pill, 90-day pill, whatever it is. And sometimes they stop taking the pill. Sometimes they just take a placebo pill. And either way, at the end of it, she's going to get her period again. Now, whenever you take a pill, it comes with this little story of the pill inside. Side effects, the instructions. So one of the things that it'll tell you is, and how long after she stops taking the pill, she should get her period. Everyone's with me so far? Okay. So let's say it says on the in these instructions here, it's going to take 2 to 4 days to get her period. What is that based on? It's based on they gave this pill to a certain number of women, a plurality, a plethora of women, and they all got their period within 2 to 4 days. That doesn't mean some might have got it in 1 and some might have got it in 7. But overall, overwhelmingly, these women got their period in 2 to 4 days. Okay, so now we don't know what this is. This woman, this Kala, this lady, this has this heter to take birth control, and she has started to take birth control. We don't know how her body is going to react. What we can assume, likely, is that she will be part of the Rove. And we know what the Rove is because the drug company did the test. And most women get their period 2 to 4 days after stopping taking this birth control. So this woman is going to assume that she will get her period also 2 to 4 days after stopping her birth control. And therefore, we now have the halachic shaila. What do you do? Do you have to do prisha? Do you have to separate it? She has a vessel, let's say. On day 2, day 3, day 4, all of them? None of them? First and last? And that is our discussion today. We want to understand this sugya because it has important ramifications. So let's begin by reminding, because it's now been a few weeks, remind ourselves the source for a vessel aguf. So source 1, we have the Mishnah Nida Samach Gimel. Tells us kol isha sheish levesa daya shaita, and it gives a whole bunch of examples. Elo in a veston, mefaheken, ma'teshet, chosheshet, mefikrisa, shiplimea, shopat. All those things, these are bodily reactions. We'll call them odd bodily reactions, possibly, depending on how you define sneezing and things like that. But bodily reactions that she has them. And then the Mishnah uses the ever-important words, v'chein kayotzevahen. And anything like them. Whatever it is, if it happens 3 times, kol shekavala shlashav amim, hare ze veset. If she had it 3 times, it's a veset. Now the Gemara asks, what is the chen kayotzevahen? Remember, there were 2 shitot, and Abaye throws in that it's not only the odd bodily reaction, it's also her body action, things she does. It includes actions she does. If she does something at a certain interval, or she does something and it causes her to see blood. And in his example, she ate garlic, she ate onions, she chewed pepper, spicy foods, sharp foods. They triggered her and they gave her her period. She can also be kayotze behen. Now, we have another machloket regarding whether this vesa, which we refer to as vesa akfitzo, the vesa that comes based on her jumping, whether that works independently or only in tandem with the number of days. Either a chodesh, the Hebrew date, or a flaga, the number of days interval between the last period. And now we have source 3, the Nida, Gemara Nida Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, where Rav Huna said, Kaf Tzavirata, she could be Kovea Vesed, and the Gemara says, whoa, and Gemara concludes, Lo Kovea Vesed, the Yam, the Chodayu, the Kfitzo, the Chodayu, it's not based on the number of days and the number, or just jumping, it's a combination. Kavala Vesed, the Yamim, U, the Kfitzo. In tandem with the number of days. And the Shulchan Aruch rules in source 4, in Siman Kopetet, Siv Chav Gimel, that Kol elu avestot shengvayim ayidei mikra in echad koveim chavero. It's got to be the same thing all three times. And, for example, the Rama comments, achla shumrat, achla batzorat, achla pilgrim, yesh omrim shikavala vesodariya ayidei kol achila dvarim chamim, everything that would be sharp or spicy like that. And he has a yesh omrim, she calls it tira ayidei machal, dino kamosha tira ayidei kvitzo, shar masets, eating is like jumping, shemikriya ayidei ones. It's not really that it caused you. This is something unexplained. The anokova veset eli mayamim. Alone, it's not enough. Only in combination, if you ate on that date, then it would be koveya. That's the base Yosef, the daughter Rashba. And of course, he also cites the base Yosef in the name of Tosot. That tino keveset shetira yidei mikra shebegufa vekovarito afilu bilo yamim shavim. It does exist as a shita that it works. If somehow we can prove this woman, do it a number of times, she does something, she gets her veset, even if it's not based on the same number of days, this action does it, so such a shita exists as well. So there is a machloket rishonim, how to understand Rav Huna, and Rashi, and Nida Yid Aleph, source 5, says, L'kvitzo, kevan derata shalosh pomim ayide kvitzo, chorgala l'riya kvitzo, v'chol yom shetikvot mechazkin Allah. It's a new veset for all purposes. If she jumps and can get her period, so we know this jump causes her period. This is also the view of the Baal Ma'or. On the other hand, we have the view of Tosot, the Rambam, the Rashba, and others. Tosot, source 6, says, Af the kvitzot, nahayna li yamim in kvitzot. Aval kvitzot, the chodayu, kshita lahashas. It's so obvious to the Gemara, the lokava, it doesn't work alone. It's obvious to the shas, to the Gemara, that it is not koveya alone. So Rambam uses a lashon that rata kava lesed the yamim below kvitzot. He said, we know this, we go through the whole thing. Shari noda shayom garam laderot. It's really the day that caused her to see. Vilo hakvitzot. And of course, the Ravid classic lashon, bilbulim yesh kan ve'ino alpi the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch has a rule. He takes the Rambam's lashon. He says that if she jumps on specific days, so in Sif Yudzayin, he says it's not a veset, though the Ramah says to be choshish to it like a veset sheino kavua. But in Sif Yudchet, he says if she jumps on specific days, she can be choshesh when she jumps on those days, taking the Rambam's lashon. So that's the background. Because here's the big question. On the one hand, birth control, stopping birth control, is the opposite of the veset haguf. Because what is the veset haguf? The veset haguf is, if she does something, then she gets her period, right? So what does she do? She's eating something. She eats an onion, she eats something sharp, she eats a hot pepper. It causes her to get her period. So here, the eating causes her to get her period. How does she get her period when she, in our birth control case? By not eating something. If she would continue eating the birth control pills, keep taking the birth control pills, she wouldn't get her period. So she is stopping to take the birth control pills, and that is causing her to get her period. So on the one hand, there's that distinction between our cases, about the eating causing the birth control, and the stopping eating. On the other hand, the whole point, why is the Gemara saying, nah, it can't be that this is koveya vested on your own. It must be it's koveya in combination with the number of days. Why is it saying that? Because we can't explain the scientific phenomenon of the cause and effect here, of the correlation or causation between her kvitza, her eating, and what's happening. It's strange. We know dozens and dozens and dozens of women that doesn't happen to. They eat onions, they're fine. This lady eats an onion, and she gets her period. So it's strange, and then the Gemara has to be and Tosos and Rashi and Rambam, they're ruling this way. That it must be in combination with that because we can't understand it. But when it comes to birth control, that's not the case. I can prove this again and again and again and again and again with every woman. Put her on these pills. Stop taking the pills. What's going to happen 100 times out of 100? She's going to get her period. So get the question? Our question is, are we able to compare this case of stopping the birth control to the Vesed HaGuf. Because on one hand, it's stopping eating. Okay, that's a smaller, it's eating, not eating. It's the opposite, but still, it's a rather similar concept. On the other hand, here it's unexplained, and here it is very, very explainable. So this is the argument Rav Shlomo Levi makes. First, in his, he wrote it in Chumen, volume 3, very early in Chumen. And he says, therefore, based on this logic, the pre-show, that they would have to separate that, they would be daraita. So here it is in the Lashon, in his Sefer in Shari Ara, source 9. Isha hanotelet el glulot b'diyuk l'fiyahan chayot shekibla me'arofe. A woman is taking birth control pills exactly following the doctor's instructions. B'derech lal tikva l'atzma veser afloga. She will end up making for herself a veser afloga. Because she takes the pills a set number of days, let's say every 30 days, and then she stops after those 30 days, and then 2 days later gets her period. So this woman is going to be getting her period every 32 days. So the amount of time, and then will be said. Kevin she notel the biyamin kuvim, after mafsikali told the tan biyamin kuvim, gama merchak ben riyot adam yeh kechol nirei kavua. So he says the chor of vesed nikval yidei glulo dome the vesed ataloi b'mase kimo kvitzor achilat shum sherei nikva yidei mase chitzoni, something external happening. Omana benigo de isha ro adam lachar she kofetzit she'eno yodad madua. I don't know why, but some reason whenever I jump, I get my period. Havesed shalato libekvitza hakesher bein atilat glulo the bein riyot adam who musbar yadua. I can explain it. There's science and the hormones and the, right. We had all those slides. We understand it. And therefore, the frosh v'onashak lulo gormot la derotpa. And therefore, you have to separate that time. Now, it might be in our first month, since we don't yet know how this woman will react. The first month, she could be one of the two-day women. She could be one of the three-day women, one of the four-day women. Or she could be one of the outliers. That won't be one of those days, but al pi rov, she'll be one of those three. Yesh li yizayir mehod. Ma'od. Hapar bin yom hafsaka netila degula bin yom riyat adam eno kavua. Yesh nashim ro adam kvar yom o yomayim lachar netila degula achorona. Some see after 1 or 2 days. V'yesh eno ro adam arachare arva chamisha yomim. For some it takes 4 or 5. Kevan she'isha in yadam atay v'diyuk tir adam alal defrosh v'tashmish v'chol yomim v'supakim. Therefore separate all those days. Ad she'tikva v'eser aflaga kavua meshach sholosh pamim. Until 3 months in a row, she knows I'm a three-day woman. It took me 3 days last month, it took me 3 days this month, it took me 3 days the third month. So now I know I'm a three-day woman, and then I don't have to be Purish on day two. I just have to be Purish on day three. So, now we've concluded that... Yes? From the stopping, until she knows. But in his opening paragraph, he says it could end up being a real hafloga because she's also taking the birth control a set number of days. She's going to get her period, wait the 12 days, take the... So in other words, that might be 12 days plus 30 days and then getting her period 2 days later. So it might be 46 days, every 46 days. And she can end up with a real vesed hafloga even... Okay. So now we've concluded that she's koveya vesed. So our question was really about the first month. The woman is on birth control, has been on the birth control for 30 days, or 90 days, and now she's stopping. When she should be chosheshet. So the first thing to do is check the label, or ask the doctor. It's been tested on a large number of women. So they'll write that most women stop taking this pill 2 to 4 days later. So when must the couple separate? So here we have a differing set of views. Source 10, the Shevet HaLevi, says that halokachet kaderim lemini avese kegon kalot em yadua shemashpiyem en atzorech lachush. When you stop taking it, it comes 2 to 3 days later. Any woman who's taken the pills to regulate her cycle and stops, and it's normal that you see after a few days. For example, if the doctors say she will get her period after 3 days, she is mutter for 2 days. So says the Shevet HaLevi, whatever amount of days they say we'll see, and start 1 day earlier. 1 day earlier she should separate. 24 hours before. Tarakalacha says, Hashuv Lavir, Kayama Trufot Shono, Shigarma Kavar Misfar Yamim, Ashim of Sigal and Dlan until you stop. And he says, Kasher Magiaz Manze Chayavim Frisha. Only that ona. Way more Mako. That ona that you are expected to see, that's it. Mari Cohen, similarly, but then he mentions that he heard from Rav Osner, the Shevet Alevi that we saw in Source 10, to also separate the day before. He says, Atir Lerov Bet Yami, Machar Shiv Sika, Isha Zot, Tzrichol Lefrosh, Lerov Patzma, Bet Yami. Yesh, Tzrichol Lefrosh, Yom Echad, Kolim Lechein, and the footnote he says it's from Rav Osner. Pnini Alacha, perhaps a rare Chumra, tells us, Lachar She Tapsik Li Tolda Teglulot, once she stops taking the birth control, Tifrosh Va'ona Shabai Yamuro Lekabel Lerov Beset. There's different pills. And every person reacts differently to the different pills. Automatically, 48 hours after taking the last pill, she has to separate. And then she can be kovei avesed if this happens 3 times. And if she has a vim yeshla safek, tachmir, 1 ona beforehand. Rav Sabalovsky, in the Laws and Concepts of Nida, in his English book, he writes, a woman who's taking birth control usually bleed about 48 hours subsequent to beginning the placebo pill, and she began observing the halachic equivalent of a vesa kavua 24 hours after taking this pill. Already 1 day after taking the pill, she has the equivalent of a vesa kavua. So, that was a range, right? We went from 2 days and already start the ona before, start the only that ona, or already start the day before, or we have 1 day. But that was all when it starts. What happens if she doesn't get her period that day? So let's say we said you have to separate from day 2. How long does it go? She doesn't get her period on day 3, doesn't get her period on day 4. That was 2 to 4 that the package said. What about if she still didn't get her period? Day 5, day 6, day 7? How far are you going to go? So none of those poskim said it. But if you look at Darchei Tara, he makes it sound like it lasts 4 days. He has 2 versions. Here he is in Perek Zayin and Amud Pei Vav. Isha lo kachet kadarim won imen hofad aveset. She's taking pills. We said about the prior vessel, we quoted that already in the previous year. But she must be choshish for when it is, based on the instructions that come in the package. Just like any vessel kavua. So therefore she must check, when am I going to get my period? Some of them work for 24 hours. And as long as she knows she won't get her period, she's still permitted. It lasts up to 4 days. Since the pills tend to work only up until 4, you know, they work from day 2 to 4, so she's only choshesh until day 4. We are going to discuss what happens after that in a little bit later in the shir. But that was his first view, and he says a little more explicitly here later on Amud Kofei. Says Misayemet Aisha Menata Kadurim Achadashi Alel Lefareish Dok Achel Mi Shloshim Ashei Shaot. She must begin 36 hours from the last pill until Ad Shachalifula Shiva Yamim. Until 7 days are up. We said it takes 2 to 4, but if the day 4 didn't go by, so then now, Hoshish day 5, day 6, day 7. Why not after 7? Like, what happens if 7 days go by, she still didn't get her period? We're going to get to that shortly. Shizewas, Zman, Asoy, Shevezeli, Dakev, Machman, Ashpat, Akadurin. So, now we discussed the first time, and we discussed from when she has to be Hoshish, and until when. What about the second time? The second time, we know, last month she saw on day 3. But that was from 1 time. So now she's a woman with a 1 time veset sheino kavua. So let's say last month it took 2 days. And what if this month she doesn't see them? So should she still be choshesh for day three, for day four, for the max time? So, interestingly, the Nishmat Abayit is the book Yotzor Halakha, put out different articles, and they have a chapter on this topic about the birth control, and they presented seemingly a little bit of a machmir shita here. And shita presented in the Nishmat Abayit in the name of Rav Warhaftich. To understand it, we need some background. So, Surah 16, the Ramban says the following. Let's say a woman has a vesed kavua of under 30 days. She sees every 25 days. Okay? And then, day 25 comes, and she didn't see. Should she still be choshesh to the ona benonit? Say, why do we have the ona benonit? Because every woman sees 30 days. But this one was a vesed kavua to see into day 25. So should she still be choshesh? So everyone quotes this Ramban and uses the lashon, v'chila olam lo tereh, will she never see? I searched for that lashon over and over in lots of Ramban, and he has this similar lashon. It says, so I think in the raid, and it's always quoted as v'chila olam lo tereh, but I never found him actually using that. You haven't been using that lashon anywhere, or is it similar lashon? Does it say v'chila olam lo tereh anywhere?
It's based upon
his lashon of Efshar Shelo Tireh Le'olam. Same idea. It's always quoted that way. Everyone quotes it that way. I didn't find that exact lashon. He says Efshar Lano Lamar Sheishazol Lo Tireh Le'olam. So therefore, what?
Less snappy.
Could be. Snappy. Less sharp. So that's the lashon people's sight of missing. So. The Ramban is saying, "Be choshish now to the ona benonit." She didn't see her vesek havua, so her vesek havua went by. She's done forever. She's never going to get her period again. Of course, she's going to get her period again. When is she going to get her period again? I don't know. But since most women get their period ona benonit, so let's be choshish to the ona benonit. That's the Ramban said. The Rashba disagreed with this Ramban. Source 17 in the Torah Abayit. Says, he's quoting the Ramban. So he says, only a woman with no vesed kavua needs to be choshish to the ona benonit. Only the woman, misha ein la vesed kavua. Should have read it from the beginning of the line. Misha ein la vesed kavua, then he says that. But if she has a vesek kavua, you wouldn't. So the Shulchan Aruch ruled like the Rashba. But Rav Warhaftich says, even though we rule like the Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch rules like the Rashba and not like the Ramban, and the Rashba says there's no reason to be choshish to the ona benonit, he says here we're choshish to the Ramban. Why? So source 18. Em isha lo ra'ata adam ba'aflaga shel pam kodemet, l'dat Rav Warhaftich, ala lefrosh kam yom acharon shel tfach hayamim arishum l'kvisa. Also be choshish to the last day. Why? I can tell you that most women won't get past that last day without seeing. So yes, this woman should be choshish to day two because she saw day two last month. But we know most women see day two to four. So therefore, certainly be choshish to day four if she didn't see on day two. Because the likelihood... If I were to give it a likelihood, I don't know, 33%, I don't know if it's even, but 33% see on day 2, 33 on day 3, 33 on day 4, or even if you told me it's not even, 60, 20, 20, whatever it is, but I could tell you 99% get it by the end of day 4. And therefore, even says his svara, in the footnote, Ach nireshekan gam harashba yoda l'svarazo. Not only does he say we're choshish to the Ramban, he's saying, we're choshish to the Ramban, and even the Rashba would agree. That's his svara here. Again, part of the svara is v'chi la'olam lo tireh, quoting that version of the Ramban. So, we said the first month, be very careful. She needs to be choshish to two options, either the day before it says or the day it says. And then there's three options, just for one day, for all those days, or just the first day and the last day. But why? There's a discussion among some, such as the Nodi of Yehuda, regarding what we call Yamei Mevucha, or the Yamei Mesupakim. If a woman might see during days 2 to 4, all those are Chashash. And she would have to separate all 3 days. However, we tend to follow the Shach on this. He says you're only choshesh to day one of what you would call the Yimei Mevucha. Source 19, Shach writes, Ein otzel amar shetzarek lefrosh kol agim l'yamim, doesn't mean do it from all of them, but rather, din kei ma'in yan she mishnan vesta l'kan, el otzel amar dadi l'veset, v'achar kach mishnan vesta, l'aktim bero gim l'yamim, asrek lefrosh kam kon l'veset, kafi shema regila l'aktim kem shal l'aktim gim l'yamim. Asrek lefrosh, oto yom, shirgila l'aktim. So whichever day is the first one, that's the one you're choshish to. So once again, this same svara, just like we said, well, chila olam lo tireh, that was the Ramban svara. And even if I paskin like the Rashba, here I know it, and therefore even the Rashba would be more than the Ramban. So maybe here we can say the same thing. That's what the Nishmat Abayit it says again. Source 18. Imar isha lo ratam baflaka shal pamakodemet. Source 20. Ulama minag mevutsaso shita rashach who she'ein choshishim limei mevucha. The Shach says just the first day of them, not all of them. If it says days 2 to 4, only day 2. Vim kein aprisha hivetim the riyat adam achrona belvat. Ach b'chodesh harishon leglulot ein lishano tel leglulot yemei prisha v'sim al riyah achrona. She doesn't know how long it took the last month, because the last month she wasn't on the pill. This is her first month on the pill. And she's on the pill now. It gets rid of whatever happened before. Also on the last day, L'dugma, in Katum Shadimon Yofiar Arba Yamim, if it says it takes up to 4 days, therefore you must also be choshet on day 4. Then it quotes Rav Henkin, Posek, Shafilu Maminag Kashach, even if our minag is like the Shach, that we're choshish only the first day of it, Zehu Be'isha Ba'alma. Aval Benidon Shelanu, our case, the woman's on the pill, and we've done studies. Kishekayemen Chazaka Muvuseset. I think he's giving them more credit. Al Milyone Nashim, millions of women. Shetira dami beradal yamin. Millions of women have told us that after stopping the pill, they get their period 2 to 4 days later. Therefore, even if normally we paskin like the Shach, here we don't. Yesh lahoro lachomra v'tifrosh lachol atvach b'chodar sharishon. So that first month, she must be choshesh to all those days. And then the second month, chodesh sheni ad shetikva veset tifrosh lafia chodesh hakodem kechol balat veset she'eno kavua. And the footnote provides the explanation. Does someone with a vesa kavua keep the ona benonit? So Rashi, according to the Ramban and Rashba, had said yes. That you still have to. Chila olam lo tira. On the other hand, Ramban and Ran say no. That's for someone whose vesa is more than 30 days. What about under 30 and they didn't see? So we said the Ramban says chila olam lo tira. But the Rashba said, that's Chumrah Yetera. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz seem to paskin like the Rashba, and so does the Lechem V'Simcha. But the Pridea asked on the Taz based on this Ramban Svara, V'chila Olam Lo Tira, how can that be? So you have to question the Ramban. Let me ask you this question. She didn't see on day 25, and that was her Vesa Kavua. So the Ramban says, B'choshesh to day 30, Ona Beinonit. Why? V'chila Olam Lo Tira. So let me ask you this question. What if she didn't see on day 30 either? Does she continue to be choshish? According to that Ramban? The Ramban starts a chila olam lo tira. So she didn't see on day 25. That was her vesa kavua. So I'm not going to say she's never going to get her period. So therefore, let's be choshish on ben on it. Let's say she didn't get her period in the ona ben on it either. That same logic should still apply. So the Ramban doesn't lamaisa tell us to keep being choshesh. Madua ein lachosh miyakish aver zman aveser kavua katzar ol defnei ayom ashloshim. And furthermore, another follow-up. Day 25 she didn't see. That was her vesa kavua. We said let's be choshesh to day 30 or on a benonit. Why not day 26 and day 27 and day 28 and day 29? Chil olam lo tereh. I can say the same thing. She didn't see on day 25, that's what she was expecting to see. So I don't say, okay, she's off scot-free, she didn't see on day 25. So let's be choshish to day 30. But why not until then? Okay, I'm asking both ways, before the 30 and after the 30. And therefore he says, En lachosh v'heder yad baror. We're not just choshish stam. Apiza nireh shebemikra glulot, shenisayon shel milyon yoni nashim, again, millions of women, baror yoter me'ona benonit, he says. Chazal told us, most women see on the 30th day, and therefore be choshish to me'ona benonit. What's that based on? A lot. But these millions, we know more than the Rabbeinu's, the likelihood that she's going to see on that day. Because even though Chazal told us most women see on day 30, we all know that there's those seeing on 28, 29, 31, 32, 33, all the numbers. But these people are getting off the pill and birth control, we know more when they're getting period than a stam woman getting it on day 30. And therefore, v'adai sherad arba yamim manishin natalik gulotera. We are so certain that until the 4th day she will get her period. And therefore, they said, let's be choshesh to all 4 days. Therefore, this woman should be choshesh until day four. Let's say it says days 2 to 4. So she should be choshesh day 2, day 3, day 4. Because here we know even more than an onabeder is. Now, he's saying it's so sure that this woman's going to get her period. We'll get to that in a minute in two sources when we get to the Sefer Pool. Let us just quickly discuss a little bit more lenient view in Rosh Shlomo Zalman. The Shulchan Shlomo, Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, Isha shalof kacha kadurim, shebesiyom etilatan yagia besed achar mispa yamim. And here he says, Bein shloshe yamim l'shiva, in his example. So this woman's going to get her period in 3 to 7 days. Azai ba'arba yamim arishonim, muteret betashmish lachar bedika. That means, on day 3, 4, 5, and 6, from when she stopped the pill. The ena chayevet beprisha samach lebeset. Olam beyom ha-chamishi, kasher ha-sukuyim shetikabel hem gedolim ra'oy li'imana mitashmish. At that point, it becomes appropriate to refrain from relations. And the Rokhav HaShulchan is the commentary on the side of the Shulchan Shlomo. And he writes, yesh l'sim leiv shigesh nashim shekablot yomayim acharav zekadronim. Some get their period 2 days. And therefore, he's more machmir than the Shlomo Zalman. Kol yishe takshos v'yamim shesukoyim. Whatever her chances are, the kabel him gedolim. So, but Shlomo Zalman says, if it says that you get your period from day 3 to 7, so certainly from day 4, you have to be choshish. Ro'oy li mana mitashmish. The Sefer Pua writes the following: La'char hapsakan netila de gulot ha'isha tzricha lachshos shemeter adam. And they follow Mordechai Eliyahu on this. Achel mishloshim v'sheish shaol achar netilat kador acharon, from 36 hours, ad sheter adam, o ad sheyichlefu la shiva yomim, or up to 7 days. Shezeh azman shaveset asur litakev machmad hashvat hakadorim, because that's how long it takes. Im b'chol ofen lo rata veset lachar zeglon, and she still doesn't get her period. Chilol amot tira? No, that's it. After Bedika, he Nikia, Mutera the Balapi Isha. And the footnote there, and that's what Sefer Pua does throughout the Sefer, is always gives the medical background on lots of their halachos and psakim. So Dr. Chagit Daum says, it can happen. Everyone responds differently to different birth control pills. Okay, there's people also respond differently to all sorts of pills, different fertility pills. And you might get Shailas. For example, somebody's on a fertility treatment, so before they get to IUIs and before they get to IVFs, they might just try with pills that give her more progesterone, more of different things. So, got the Shiloh once that somebody had all of a sudden 15 eggs. And the doctor said, you guys can't have relations because, you know, if twins are dangerous and triplets are dangerous and quadruplets, you know, you're going to set a Guinness Book World Record, but, you know, those won't be viable children. So now your question is, you know, what do you do in terms of Tashmish Amita in a circumstance where they're not supposed to get pregnant, and then you get the different kind of birth control Shiloh, you know, the condom or etc. But everyone responds differently. So he says, this woman's on a pill. So this woman on a pill could not get her period even more than 7 days. It's not crazy that it might take her 8, 9, or 10 days, even if she's not pregnant. So just because she got off the birth control pill and doesn't get her period right away, doesn't mean she's pregnant. It might be this woman has a different reaction to getting off the pill than other women. So maybe do a home pregnancy test. Let's make sure, you know, just in case the pill, make sure the pill did its job that she didn't get pregnant. If it's negative, we do we're talking about a temporary influence of the pill that's causing her not to see, and therefore that's why she didn't get her period. So therefore, why did I bring that up? Because there's room to question the comment of Nishmat Abayit that she will definitely see then. Machon Pua is saying she will likely, very likely see by then, but they know of cases certainly where that didn't happen. So as is clear from this year and the last one, anyone who learns this sugya at all, once she has established three times, then of course that's the only chashash. But until that point, the first month, we have the shito that she should be choshesh to the first day, second day, the third day, all three. And according to the Shevet HaLevi, even from the day before those days. So there's a lot of room for chumrah there. I would tend to recommend a little bit in the realm of the Rosh Shlomo Zalman and the Shach, being choshesh to the first of those days. And if you want to be more choshesh, so the other days you could have tashmish after a bedika. Okay, you know, not that they're, again, v'chilu olam lo tira, but not that they should all be, you may prisha, you may veset, maybe that's a bit much, but it seems to be imminent that she's going to get her period, so certainly realize that that's the case. So maybe machmer tavol bracha, maybe if that's appropriate. Okay, any questions? Yes?
In terms of bedika in general, not like bedika before tashmish, but often bedika is associated with vesatot, is that... We just talked about
on the first one, on that day one. Okay, according to Rabbi Chaya, it would be all of those days from 36 hours until day 7. Every one of those days, bedika like a veset, like veset kavua. But that's only the first month. Second month, your choshesh is based on the previous month. Third month, and then once you've done three, of course, you have a veset kavua.